It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Johnson 970. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. If you want to email, you can do it as well. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Here's what's coming up this hour. Crack turned Whitney into a sex craze monster. Sometimes the stories just write themselves. We've also got Peter Carlin coming up later on. We're going to talk about last night's Sopranos. We're also talking about Lost, by the way. I don't know, a whole bunch of gibberish. It didn't make any sense. We're also going to talk about Lost, by the way, which I stopped watching. Good God. Along with most of America, but he's still keeping the Lost faith. So we'll find out why.
You can buy the show online very soon.
Well, and it's just, I think a lot of us are just, you know how it's like we woke up one day and we all hated Tom Cruise? It's like about half of us who are watching Lost, and I was right there, man. We were lying around the edge of our seat. I can't wait to watch the next episode. Let's rent them all and watch them all again. We watch them all, and then it's like we got about three episodes into the second season, and about half of the country, we all kind of went, no. And then we just stopped. So we'll talk about that. What else is coming up? What else? We got some Striper music to play here. Jim Roop's going to be talking to us from Los Angeles about these illegal ne'er-do-wells who are marching down there. And then we got that more from Tim Riley at the City Desk. Real quickly, I got to thank everybody in the audience who came to Sport Fight 15, which happened at the Rose Garden this weekend. That was fantastic, by the way. You guys missed out, you bastards. So
I know.
Yes, your regret is palpable. Sarah especially missed out because you missed the chance to be ogled by like 7,000 sweaty, horny guys.
Wolf whistles.
Yes, it was fantastic. It really was great, though. So we want to thank Matt the Law, Lindland, and Randy Couture and all the
Sportfight
guys.
So who won, the city or the country? Or the suburb?
Well, see, but to no one's surprise, by the way, no one, we had the city guy sissied out. City guy, I don't want to show up and be pummeled in the face. So fortunately for us, we had an alternate. We did have an alternate who ended up fighting because the city guy ended up backing out like a spineless weasel. But it was great, man. I got to stand up in the center of the ring, literally like the ring in the middle of the Rose Garden in front of X thousand people or whatever. And I got to live out all my, my kind of WWF, professional wrestling, Rocky IV, all those fantasies because I was the guy. I got to do the whole, and in this corner, weighing in at 200, like everything you've ever seen in a boxing film, everything you've seen in Rocky, I was that guy. I got to do all of that. You know, fighting in a style called skull crushing, representing Team Chaos. You know, give it up from Mike the Hammer. It was the best thing ever. And so I introduced the guys. It's badass. Anybody who was there, you know that it's just the energy. And I'm not a big sports fan, as you guys know.
How many people were there?
I don't know. I would guess probably 7,000.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. But, like, I'm not a big sports fan, as I've talked. But boxing, wrestling, to me, those are, that's as pure as it gets. That's the realest that it gets. No equipment, no teammates to blame. Can't blame the AstroTurf. You can't blame the weather. It's like two guys in a ring, and they hit each other until one can't get up anymore. It's a very binary thing. It's a very real sport to me. Yeah, not to dish on other sports, but to me, again, it's just the simplest, most basic, truest sport there is. And it was unbelievably great, especially as the night went on and you got it towards the main event and the fights were just, they were intense. And then, because I had to stick around and announce the winner of the fight, and so I'm sitting there at the ref's table. We had good seats anyway, but then for the fight, I'm sitting at the ref's table, ringside. The fight is like happening a foot away from me, and every time those guys hit the ropes, you think they're going to come down on the table, man. And their sweat, their manly essence is like coming off their bodies every time they hit the rope. And like it was pretty damn great. There's a bunch of listeners there, and so it was a good time.
Anybody get hurt?
Well, I mean, define hurt. I mean, there was lots of blood. Not lots of blood. There was some blood. There weren't any broken limbs or anything. They do it the safe way, but it is, I mean, it isn't anything you want to. You do understand, in a way, why that guy kind of sissied out at the last minute. You don't go out there and have your ass whooped in front of 8,000 people. That's not going to work out well for you. Alright, so that happened. We got to talk about the listener party more, which is coming up 10 days from now. Listener party night, which I do believe. I've been consulting my email here. See, this is the thing about I have this alleged management position now, which is, everybody, I'm really not.
I notice that there's no longer profanity on your wardrobe.
Yes, Sarah and I have talked about that I can no longer dress like a low budget Joey Ramone. I do actually have to wear, I can't wear as much clothing with like skulls on it as I used to. So like my clothing, I now
as
have.
As much. All you do is you wear just button up shirts every
my
day.
My shirts now have buttons
like
on them.
You look like you work at Kinko's.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I've actually had to upgrade, but I don't really know that I'm administrative material, but I technically speaking, I am a management guy now. So I have to be like, every time we make some sort of decision now, there's like the two parts of me. There's like the Rick Emerson that comes on the air, does the show, and then there's the Rick Emerson that doesn't want to be fired.
Let's see if this falls within my mission statement.
Totally. Does this help with the corporate synergy and the advancement of our goal statement? And so when somebody floated the idea of calling the party kissing my ass, it's like, I think we all did this.
Is this a win-win?
Is this good for the company?
Yes, yes. Medically, yes. Better than good.
Rick, what is it you'd say you do here? So talking about listener party names, and the guys like call it mission accomplished or call it whatever. Emerson strikes back, and then that guy called. Was it just last week that this happened? Guy called up, and he's like, how about, I don't even remember who it was, and I feel bad now because we'll never be able to give the guy proper credit because everybody and their brother is going to claim to have come up with a name. I don't, Sarah, do you remember the name of the guy who came up with kissing my ass?
Wasn't it Todd?
I don't know.
Todd the Corpse?
No, it wasn't Todd the Corpse. I don't remember. And
I know he was in and out so fast.
And now everybody...
Okay, stop.
And now everybody's gonna claim it now, and I don't know. And so anyway, but the guy calls up and he's like, how about listener 49 kissing my ass? And then he hung up. But all of us at once, our response was kind of like, ha, oh. It's like when a comedian tells a handicap joke, and you kind of laugh, and you go, oh, it's like that I'm going to hell at the same time. And so we all thought it was great, but my concern actually wasn't even professional. It was just that, like, I thought it was almost a little too mean. And I thought it was too mean to the guys at Kissin'. That was my response. I'm like, well, we're being mean to Kissin'. But Sarah was the one who pointed out.
I mean, it barely exists anymore. We're not being mean to anything.
Sarah pointed out that there is really no one left at Kissin' to be mean to. I think they're all gone. It's just a box. It's just a box. And
mounted on an equipment rack.
It's a box bolted to a wall mount somewhere. That's it. And Scott Tom. So that's it. And he's got a morning show. He doesn't care what I say. So, making those big morning AM dollars. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So I'm fine with it. So I had to sit in the meeting where it gets brought up in front of. So our next action item, 5B, name of Rick Emerson listener party. And it's like we're doing the, staff of Rick Emerson, and it's all like bullet pointed, like it's in the memorandum for that morning's management meeting. And it's like, staff requesting permission to call listener party kissing my ass. And you don't really realize how awkward and blunt and brutal that name is until you hear it spoken around a conference room table at 8:30 in the morning in front of a bunch of guys wearing ties.
Within the cone of silence.
Totally. And then with everybody with their Franklin planner open and the BlackBerry in their hand. And you know that any one of them, at any moment, you know, at any moment they could just flip the station Spanish. And, but I do have the email here. I just went to the email here, and it looks as though the name of Rick Emerson Listener Party 9 is now officially Rick Emerson Listener Party 9 kissing my ass.
We actually have the logo up on our MySpace page.
We do want to thank...
MySpace.com, the Rick Emerson Show.
We do want to thank Bridget over in logo-y stuff.
I also have another picture up there, too, that the people might like.
Where at? What are we talking about?
Oh, our MySpace... On the Rick Emerson Show. I just started it a month ago.
I feel bad because I've got a MySpace page, and so do you, but we've also got myspace.com/TheRickEmersonShow, and I always forget to pimp it. I never even mentioned it to anybody.
Yeah.
So what is up there? What is it? It's the kissing... Yeah, because it's listener party. Logo. It's got this great, like, yellow...
And then maybe there's another picture that the listeners might want to see.
You didn't put the... Oh, you bitch. You didn't put that dog photo up, did
no.
you? Now, look. We already had this discussion. Where is it? Oh, you can't do that. Well, no one knows where that page is anyway.
MySpace.com/ The Rick Emerson Show.
Why do you got to do that? Why is it got to be like that?
Because we need friends, Rick. Because you haven't pimped our page.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about why you got to put up a picture of me holding your dog.
Because it's cute. You and Muppet together.
I'm not cute. I'm trying to do my street cred.
Very tough.
Maybe they wouldn't let her do it at Coin.
Speaking of Coin, all right, that's it. I got this photo right here. I got this photo right here.
That's just mean.
It's a publicly available photo of you.
No, but that's a freeze frame. That is
It's coin runs.
And that's stealing.
Okay, well, you tell me, where, first of all, is this picture that the guy...
It's a promo.
I had a listener send me a freeze frame of something that coin runs. Now, is this from the intro to the morning news, or is this from, like, a promo that runs during, like, Matlock reruns?
It plays all the time.
And it's all like...
It's nothing that anyone ever sees.
in any way, ever. So this is like a... What is your slogan on Coin News?
They just changed it. It's not to news that's to the point anymore.
Oh.
Now it's bringing news home.
Well, that'll make all the difference. If you listen closely, you can hear their fortunes turning around.
They do it right now, but they're repainting all the vans. Take a week to get them back.
There's like
each time there'll be dozens of disasters out there. We can't cover it. The vans are being painted.
There's a fire. Doesn't matter. The logo's not updated. Wait. All right, hold on. So I'm going to post this photo of Sarah.
Rick.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to include the... And because...
Fine, I'm putting yours on my website.
You damn woman. Because you post... You've already posted it. It's already up. It's already going to be distributed.
And since you haven't been promoting it, nobody knows where it is.
Because you just told them. You just said, like, Rick Emerson, myspace.com/TheRickEmersonShow. So because you put it up without my permission, and because you did it... there's no reason to put that up. I haven't done anything to you. I've been nothing but pleasant and polite to you all day. So,
sure.
I am posting this photo of you. Now, this guy, there's a little note that came with this. See, now I'm unable to post it because everybody's hitting my site. I'm getting farked, as they say. All right, I have to wait here. So this guy sent along this screen capture of Sarah from Coin TV. And let's see if I can read the caption here, if I can wait for this to open. So this is a screen capture of you from from some promo that runs. I'm waiting for... Waiting for it to open. It does seem to be taking forever. This is a gripping radio, isn't it?
It is.
In the meantime, let's see. All right, in the meantime, I got this email. Rick, by the way, I heard you talking about Baghdad. Carson is much worse than Baghdad. All right, there you go.
Carson?
Carson. I have no idea where Carson is.
Is it California?
Is that a Carson City? No, that's Nevada.
But there is a Carson, California.
Jesus God. All right, here we go. So here it is. So listener Tad says... Rick, attached to this email is a screenshot of a promo Coin is running. So one guy saw it. Doesn't it look like Sarah is showing her O face? All right, now I am posting it right now. Publish post. Transferring data.
Oh, that's EricDillon.com. I'm putting up deeper. A giant picture.
Of who?
Of you.
You can't do that on your blog. Your blog is celebrities only.
No, it's not.
You can't. That's mean. You can't do that. All right, let's see. Let's go to Rick Emerson's dueling photos. Ah, there we go. Look at that. So you go to Rick Emerson. Okay. You go to RickEmerson.com. You go to RickEmerson.com right now. It's the best photo ever of Sarah. And the best part is that it contains the words. You have to refresh. It contains the words, dig deeper. There you go. So it's a picture of Sarah. And Sarah is making this face. Sarah's face looks as though she's saying this. It's as though she's going, ooh. Right there. All right, there you go. Thank you.
We give them so much free publicity over there.
It's true. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I never did. Okay, so we got to stay reasonably on time here.
Yes.
Because we've got the Striper stuff to get to. We've got Jim Roop coming at the bottom of the hour. I got to talk about, I uttered the whitest phrase. It actually wasn't even me. It was actually Laura. But then I repeated it later, so it does count. But we were, this weekend, we uttered the whitest phrase in the history of the world. There's never been a phrase whiter than this. And I almost, part of me, I don't have anything to give away today. Part of me almost wishes we had a giveaway, because then I could do the cheesy morning show of, like, what's your whitest phrase ever? Which I might do anyway. We've got Whitney Houston news to get to. We got to talk more about the party, because I did get an email from a girl. I got an email from a girl who asked about the schoolgirl outfit thing. And that's something we got to talk about today as well. Basically, because it gives me a chance to talk about these hot girls that are on the MySpace thing, posting slutty photos of themselves. Let's get a couple. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to ask about the listener show.
You know, Listener Party 9, yes.
Yeah. I was just curious.
This call is not really to the point. Yes?
I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, what is it? What is it?
No, I was just wondering, how long is it going to go on? Because I wrecked my car listening to your show, and what? I found out that the other person that I ran into was listening to your show, too. And I want to get down there, but I just want to make sure that you guys are going to be around down there at the Mount Tabor.
All right, hold on. What's your name?
Kenny.
Okay, Kenny, let's stop and get a hold of ourselves here. Okay, your name is Kenny. When did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, so this would have been, I don't know, a couple Mondays ago, so like on the, I don't know, like the 3rd or something. So
yeah.
You were, what kind of car were you driving?
Red Thunderbird.
Excellent. So you were driving a Red Thunderbird. What time of day?
About 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. You were listening to the show?
Yes.
Where were you driving?
I don't want to tell you that.
Can you tell, like, what part of town? Can you tell us that?
It was Northeast Portland.
Now, why do you not want to tell us? Were you out buying crack?
Huh? Oh, no. No, definitely not.
All right. Is this like an insurance thing, or?
Well, I don't know.
All right. Okay. So you were driving your Thunderbird in Northeast, which is fantastic. And so how, and again, if you're able legally to tell us, give us a general idea of how did the accident kind of happen, basically? I mean,
basically, the radio station that you guys have wasn't broadcasting as strongly as it probably should have been.
Were we off the air?
Well, no.
If
I go under a bridge,
I see.
I lose reception.
All right, so the signal was a little sketchy because because bridges kind of screw with us. It has to do with the way AM signals work and whatever. So, yeah, okay, so the signal's kind of sketchy, and then what happens?
I turned my head and turned around, and next thing I know, I see this trailer hitch that is approaching me very, very quickly and got bigger as I got towards it, just kind of took out the front end of my car.
And so you had turned your head to fix the radio?
Yeah.
So our signal starts cutting out. You turn your head to fix the radio. While doing so, you hit a trailer hitch?
Well, yeah. A big, huge truck in front of me.
That's fantastic. I mean, not the fantastic that happened. It's just that's just the most amazing story. So now...
Is this Rick?
And it turned... Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
No, Sarah, would you like... Watch me on Coin in the Morning. Would you like a dance? That's the South Park thing. That's the, I'm doing the South Park character. Do you want to dance? Sorry. So the other guy was also listening to this radio show?
Yes.
Is that because you got out of the car and you heard him listening?
Oh, yeah. Well, we exchanged information and insurance and all that.
Excellent. And so now, did you talk about the fact that you were both listening to the show? Did you guys comment on that?
Oh, yes, we did.
Did either of you say anything about Sarah?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe how talented she was or beautiful.
Leave me alone.
I thought they might have complimented you or talked about
you
what
need
a...
You leave me alone.
It might have diffused some potential road rage.
I thought they might have bonded in a male fashion over what an alluring and talented young woman you are.
Oh, no.
That was him that said that. That was the guy. So
anyway, so now I got to take the bus down there or take the cab down there to the listener party, and I'm just
Whereabouts do you live?
I live Southeast Portland.
You live in Southeast Portland. Can you give me like a general whatever like
89th and Division.
89th and Division. Okay, yeah. So that's not that far away.
No, but I have to take the bus from work, and I'm just wanting to go to your listener party. I'm a red-haired, scruffy-looking, bearded Irishman.
All right, so whereabouts do you work?
I'm way out in Northeast Portland.
Way out in Northeast. See, I was going to offer, to send somebody to pick you up. It's going to happen. Well, okay.
So I just want to make sure that you guys are going to be down there long enough so that I can
sit
down and hang out with you guys.
What time do you get off work?
I'm telling my boss that I'm going to be closing early. Usually I get off about 8.
All right. Well, the party starts at 7.
Okay.
Technically speaking, it goes till 9, but we're always there longer than that. So
7 to 9?
7 to 9, technically speaking, but again, we always run long.
All right, so I might have to kick some people out of the restaurant early. And,
Do whatever you have to do. This is a running restaurant.
I'd just like to tell you that I've pretty much given your name out to about 15 people because I used to listen to you on the old station.
Excellent.
I finally found you again.
Excellent. All right. Well, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Would you leave your name and number with Sarah?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to know. Did I feel bad for you that you wrecked the car because of the show? I know you're eating. It's just I don't have an intern yet.
Sarah, that's okay. You don't have to do that.
No, she does.
Rick, I just love you.
All right. Well, hold on,
you're
dude.
You're a good man.
All right. Don't go anywhere, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. There you go.
Hi there.
All right. Let's see who this is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Rick, wouldn't you say that Sarah's expression could be quantified as a rictus of pleasure, ironically enough?
A rictus?
Yeah, a rictus.
What does that mean?
R-I-C-T-U-S, an expanse of an open mouth, a bird's beak or similar structure, a gaping grimace, or...
Okay, all right, listen.
A bird's beak.
Okay.
Where's that red swing line stapler?
Seriously, okay, now listen. Listen, you can't... Okay, we gotta go. All right, bye. What? Nothing. Hi, right, it's 503-733-2970.
This is becoming a very cerebral program today.
Rick Emerson Show.
You came with Clyde Lewis.
No, I just I want to get this guy's number. I don't know. This guy who wrecked his car while listening to the show. Because I was going to try to make it, because I'm going to see if we can get him a ride. I feel bad.
Like a carpool type of thing.
I told him I was going to see if we could get some sort of a Rick Emerson carpool to the listener party. I feel bad because he wrecked his car because of this show. I feel bad about that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this whole half hour in which I was going to get a lot of stuff done, this has all gone straight to hell. It's 503-733-2970. So we should probably break here. Probably breaks. We got Jim Roop coming up from Los Angeles. He's going to talk about these immigrants that just can't seem to stay out of trouble. That's all coming up. Whitney Houston turned into a sex-crazed monster. This article, by the way, does feature the phrases hot, ravenous, ravish, and sex toys. We'll get to that. Later on, play a little Striper as well. Peter Carlin's going to be here from the Oregonian. And we got the whitest phrase ever. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland, right here on Johnson 970. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. That Todd. Todd the Corpse just emailed. He doesn't have a sound effect anymore. He says, thanks for saying my name so dismissively and derisively. I could have come up with a party name, you know. No. All right, it's 503. Which led Sarah to say, that Todd. Which led both of us to wonder what movie that was from. It's Parenthood. All right. See, now all the comments are pouring in about me holding the puppy and Sarah making the O face. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll explain all that here in just a while. See, that's a little guarantees there. If you just tuned in and you don't know why Sarah's making the O face...
Rick, stop saying that.
And I'm holding a puppy. You'll have to listen and find out. All right. Plus, we're going to talk about Whitney Houston being a sex-crazed monster. Let's see what else. We'll play some Striper songs. Talk about the whitest phrase ever, if I get a chance. It's not a whole thing. It's just this thing that happened this weekend. We get to talk about the party, too. We got to talk about this schoolgirl thing as well. That and what else? Peter Carlin's going to be here from the Oregonian. We'll talk about the Sopranos last night and a little bit of Lost talk as well. Like us at 3, World Famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Right now, though, it's time for Jim Roop joining us live from Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, is there news in the Robert Blake case?
Yeah, he's been denied his retrial.
Bam! All right, so there you go. So,
but they're going to appeal it.
Oh, well, bam. All right. Well,
he'll be shoeing horses for quite some time.
Well, all right, there you go. So it's funny because every day we get this prep sheet from CNN, and it lists all y'all, and then it has what you're talking about. So it's like Lisa Goddard, blah, 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 and, you know, and professing her love for Rick. And then it's like Gary Baumgarten, blah, 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 and puffing and huffing while walking and talking at the same time. And then it's, you know, Ed McCarthy, blah, 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 coming on without a theme because Rick doesn't have one. You know, blah, 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 Dick Giuliano, never on anymore because he's at home asleep. And then, you know, Jim Roop. But today, they were all the same. Today was all, like, exactly the same. Like, Laura at CNN just cut and pasted everything. It was talking about the immigration things.
Yeah, we're beating the crap out of this dead horse.
Well, because I guess it's just that I have no choice but to talk about it now because it is everywhere. So, these sound very prosaic, but I have a couple questions about this. First of all, you're getting, like, 500,000 people that are marching in these things, right?
Yeah.
And so... How many of these people, there's no way to know this, but I mean, of these, all these people that are really out there, I mean, am I wrong in saying that the majority of these people can't vote?
No, you're right.
So, It's a dumb, and I just mean politically now. I'm not talking about ethically or morally or whatever. Politically, does the government really have to pay any attention? Like, so what if they're pissed off? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, not, they don't have to pay attention to them at all.
That's what I mean.
The whole point of, that's my whole point of, why is every correspondent covering the same story today?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, again, and I'm not saying we shouldn't do something. I mean, morally, you know, people are the both sides of it. But I'm just saying, politically speaking, they can't vote. None of their relatives can vote. Probably most of the people who sympathize with them most can't vote. And so, I mean, if I was a politician, politically speaking, I would just be telling them to go pound sand.
Well, here's, interestingly enough, from what I've been hearing from these people today, well, actually for the past couple of weeks, is that they all agree, even the ones that are here and tell me that they are illegal, even those folks tell me they understand that there needs to be immigration reform.
Right.
There has to be some control of the border. They understand it's the era of 9/11, and you got to watch for terrorists. You have to be in, you have to know who's coming in and who's leaving. They all understand that. But they all say, we're already here.
Right.
And we're working. So wouldn't it be better just to work with us?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, and my thing is, and Bush can call it whatever he wants, or the, whoever the people are proposing is. They're working towards amnesty or whatever. But I mean, it's, there's basically this whole debate about whether they should just wave a wand and either gradually or immediately make these people legal. And my thing is, like, if we do that, isn't it, I mean, aren't we just going to get into this thing? And again, I understand that I'm very lucky to have been born here, and that if you were born elsewhere, you want to come here because it's a great country. I'm the last person to disagree with that. But aren't we just going to get into this cycle where every 10 years we go, well, all right, but this is the last time, and we make everybody legal,
yeah,
and then a decade later we're back in the same problem?
I think amnesty is a bad word. I think it's the wrong word to use, because amnesty connotes forgiveness. And it's not that we want to forgive people for being here illegal. I think what makes more sense is to bring them out in the open, start letting them work and be taxed, so that we can start reimbursing states for the drain on the health care system, so that there's a little more revenue coming into the United States, so that we're more in control of who's here, so that we understand everything, and they can also eventually get a better wage, because let's face it, it's not that the Americans won't do the jobs they're doing, they just don't want to do those jobs for the money that the illegal immigrants are taking.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this, as a guy who lives in California, and I know that you're not supposed to say things like this, but as a guy who lives in Southern California, I mean, are we ever just gonna have enough and just put a huge wall and a bunch of guys with guns there just to keep people out?
I don't think we'll ever do that.
Because it seems like, I mean, again, I don't mean to sound cruel about it, but from a purely pragmatic point of view, I saw some guy on Univision or whatever the Spanish language, the big the network is, and he was saying, well, the majority of illegal immigrants aren't from Mexico. They're like students who've overstayed their visas, which seems like a big load to me. I mean, if that was the case, then they'd be evenly distributed. And California isn't full of illegal immigrants because they're a port city. It's because they're right next to Mexico. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
You have most, 53% of the farm workers are illegal immigrants in the state.
And I mean,
heck of a lot of people, man.
There's just got to come a point where somebody's like, you know what I describe it? And again, I know it makes me sound like a jerk, but I describe it as you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. The electrical system's shorting out. Your navigation's gone all screwy. You've run out of food. The bathrooms don't work. You know, you got to get all the stuff fixed. And at the same time, you've got water coming in over the side.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's kind of where we are. It's like this country is so messed up and so screwed up. And it's like, I'm all for everybody living here. It's fine, but it's like, you got to stop the water coming in from over the side for a while you fix everything else.
Well, the thing is, we have done a better job of controlling our border, which is the reason why the illegal immigrant population is on the rise, because they're not going back the other way.
Right.
Used to be they come over, work for a couple of months, and go back to their families. Come back over, work for a couple of months, go back to their families. Now they're afraid to face the gauntlet at the border, so they just hunker down here and work to get their families over here. So it's, you know, the same, if you take a look at the numbers, according to statistics and what people are telling us, is that the same number keep coming over.
Right. Just but no one goes home.
People are going home.
Ugh.
And so it's all goofed up now. Ugh. And at some point we got to say, okay, let's figure this out now. Let's put some sort of program together that so the people that are here, we can work it out so that we can work out some path to citizenship. And I hate that phrase.
Right.
But that's what we're going to do. Ugh. And then we'll start paying more attention to who's coming in the first place. And that makes sense, but on paper it makes sense. There's no way you can put something like that to practice.
And I don't live in California, so it doesn't really affect me. But out of curiosity, what does Schwarzenegger say about all this? What is his stance on this? Because he's an immigrant.
He's in the Wall Street Journal today saying, you know, we got to face it. Immigrants, they're here, and where they work, and they're not all terrorists, and this and that. So he's going to be for some sort of humane, as they call it, or rational immigration reform. And I think most people are that way. I don't think most people hate Mexicans or hate whatever.
No.
They just going, look, this is killing us.
It is. Like I said, it's water coming over the side.
Yeah, it's going to sink us.
Well, try not to be killed in any riots or anything today.
It's very peaceful today. It really is.
All right. Have a good afternoon, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. There's a Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Jesus. All right. Yeah, it's like Lars' family, have they all lived in Burbank until recently? So you don't even get them started on it. Don't even. And they're all just like straight-laced, like milquetoast Mormons. If you get them started, it's like, oh, the Mexicans, it's like they suddenly turn Jewish. You tell them, it's like, oh, you don't even want to know. No one speaks English. All right. Let's see. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, is the whitest phrase ever when someone asks how you're doing and your response is fair to Midland? No. Well, that is the whitest phrase ever, actually. It's not what I said this weekend, but that is a pretty damn white phrase. All right. Let's see. Rick, any news from Sarah about her sexy therapist? I got to write that down. I keep forgetting. Have you talked to your therapist about coming on? When is your next shrink appointment? Is it every week?
No, now they're spaced out. I go every couple of weeks. So I'm going not this week, but next week.
All right. So it's every other week. Is that because you have fewer problems?
It's true.
Are they longer in duration?
I could stop that. I could cure that problem.
Oh, believe you me, I always have plenty to talk about.
All right, okay. So have you talked to her about coming on the show?
I talked to her. Yeah, I've talked to her.
Okay, and what'd she say?
She said it would be fine.
So when can we have your therapist on?
She said very soothingly, it's my decision.
When can your therapist,
yes.
When can your therapist come on, do you think?
I was gonna talk to her about it at the next session.
So like next week.
Yes, like next week.
After next week.
After next Tuesday.
This week is booked anyway.
She could be the new Dr. Phil.
I was thinking? We ought to get a shrink. We could totally work out some advertising agreement. We ought to get a shrink who listens to the show once a week and then comes on and gives us her recap of the show's dynamic and analyzes us as a show.
That's
a great
idea.
We already have
smooth
jazz music for the background.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we've all been working together for a while now.
How great is that? She could come on, she could listen to the show, and then she could give us like an analysis based on her listening to the show. That's a genius bit. Don't anybody steal that. I'll find you, you bastards. All right. All right, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk. CBS Radio. They're sitting at the there.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Meet Tim Riley reporting. It's a boy for Gwyneth Paltrow and Coldplay singer Chris Martin. His name is Moses Martin. He has a sister named Apple. Apple and Moses.
All right. Apparently, what is that, Dane Cook thing? Or whatever? I can't make the noise.
Oh, brrr.
Yeah. I can just spit when I do it. I can't make the sound. All right.
Well, think your phone bill is high. A Malaysian man nearly fainted when he got a $218 trillion phone bill. The man, Yahaha Wehab, has been ordered to pay within 10 days or face prosecution. The bill was for a line that was supposed to have been disconnected in January. The unhappy phone customer says he can't wait to face Telekom Malaysia in court if the company follows through.
Telekom Malaysia, they just hobble you if you lose. They just cut off your feet.
Isn't Brokeback Mountain rated R?
I believe so, because I believe it has the gays in it.
Well, why is it that this showing at 1 o'clock is a mommy matinee with babies welcome?
Where? Oh, you're right.
See?
McMiniman's Theater Pumps.
All right.
Mommy matinee, !!
Babies welcome.
Babies welcome, !! Brokeback Mountain.
That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
So did any mommy take their baby to this? Well, yeah. They're probably in there right now.
Yeah. This is clearly step five in the gay agenda. We need more babies to see Brokeback Mountain.
They're recruiting babies. Time for the Britney Watch.
Here's your Britney Watch for a month long show. Ow. I saw him dancing there by the record machine. Remember when she was sexy? Those were the days.
Oops, It seems that Britney Spears has suffered a bit of a knock. The Princess of Pop, who was once named sexiest celeb on the planet, hasn't even made it into this year's top 100. FHM Magazine's Sexiest Woman of the World poll in 2004. Yeah. Well, anyway, she made it to number 6 in 2005, but votes for the new mom have dropped off severely this year, leaving her stranded around 20 places outside the Hot 100. To have any chance of making it back, Britney would need at least 20,000 more votes.
Not going
to
happen.
Britney fans have until midnight, April 10th, to change all that.
All right, so what do you think it is? Do you think it's the kid? Do you think it's the husband? Why?
I think it's the fat.
Oh, that could be.
Jesus. Jesus, God.
Isn't it called cellulite in politer circles?
I think it's the fact that she's an obese whale. God.
No, she stopped taking care of herself. I mean, when she was who she was tan, she was thin. She
had the hard body, too.
Her
she had the great stomach, you know, going on and everything, and the flat stomach, and now she's just all... Maybe she just stopped being airbrushed.
I remember a point when I wanted to be friends with her because I thought she would be, like, a really interesting person, and now she seems kind
of
blah.
Hottest photo of Britney ever taken? Anyone? Because we've all seen the same photos. We all know,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, for me, the hottest photo of Britney Spears ever taken, and you've all seen it, it was the one... What?
With the snake?
No. Now, see, that's trying too hard. The ones taken, well, first of all, let's be honest. Those ones taken when I think she was still underage in Rolling Stone, the kind of creepy Lolita ones in the bedroom. I mean, be honest, she was...
Oh, when she was laying on the bed in the pink bikini?
Well, that same series. Yeah, that same series. And there's one where she's standing in front of her dresser with all of her stuffed animals, and she's wearing, like, hot pants. And I mean, you gotta be... I mean, look, I mean, say I'm a pervert, whatever, but clearly they knew what they were doing. Sexy photo. But that photo of her... And she's not really my type, but it's that photo, I say, as though I have the choice to turn her down, as though I have the chance to say no. That photo of her where she's wearing, like, white hot pants, she's topless, and she's leaning against a wall, and it's like a profile shot. You know what I'm talking about? She's
no.
leaning. I'm going to act it out for Sarah here. It's where she's kind of like doing this, and she's topless. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Get a photo of me doing that for the website. Yeah.
Yeah. Worked it.
I should just recreate a bunch of Britney Spears poses for the website.
Oh, I'm totally taking one of you laying on the bed in a bra.
Please.
Jimmy, close this.
Jesus
Britney watch.
Christ. All right. Okay.
I think it's time to move along to other things.
Let's end this.
Yes.
Britney watch done now. Uh-huh. Over. Finished. Jesus Christ. I don't know whether that's hot or revolting. Wait, no, it's revolting. Ow.
Well, okay.
I don't know where to go after that.
Well, Lindsay Lohan has been snubbed by Louis Vuitton bosses, and they dropped plans to make her the new face of their label.
Ooh.
Instead,
listen to Sarah. Every time something bad happens to some hot woman somewhere else, Sarah just...
No, it's not bad. No, but Lindsay, she seems like such a little bitch.
She really does. She does seem like it.
And
then
when I heard she got that contract, I mean, Louis Vuitton is... She would make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think she was right.
It's a handbag thing, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead, this exclusive contract has been handed to Naomi Campbell.
Oh, yeah, because she doesn't seem bitchy. She seems like she's an even-tempered gal.
Well, apparently she's friends with a fellow named Mark who designed these handbags. And they thought Lindsay was too American for their global brand. Campbell is said to be thrilled to have been awarded the contract.
Whatever. You listen to the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970. Rick says, David, because I take no sides, both of the horrid photos. Thanks for that. Presumably Sarah's O-face and me with the dog are posted on the global domination map.
Oh, really?
Signed Dave, master of...
Oh, that's Dave.
Master of all things map-like. The global domination map, you can see that at whatever, rickemerson.com. Let's see, what else? Rick, this is about Sarah's face. Dude, Rick, not your face, but I mean the photo of you on the website at rickemerson.com. Rick, I've seen that face before... Oh, this is from Aaron.
Hold me, like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Geek in the City. Dude, Rick, I've seen that face before. That, my friend, is the same face Sarah makes when she taps it.
Oh.
Taps it. Wait for
please.
It. Riding the coin Oler Coaster. Signed, O, Aaron Geek in the City.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Oh. I should edit that so it's just the O. Oh. Yeah. Rick says, Mark, love how the coin tower is rising from within Sarah's cleavage. So much phallic tomfoolery, so little time. Let's look, shall we?
Oh, it is.
Wait, hold on. I have to look here. Oh, it really is. Oh, good heavens.
That is like the worst picture of me ever.
I wonder if they did that intentionally. Nothing on TV happens by accident, you know. They must have. That had to have been
They had to put it before a focus group.
Somebody had to sit there with a dial meter.
I just don't know why they put me on the promos because I'm not even on the website.
Well, who else are they going to use? Mark Ronchetti and his huge teeth? I mean,
we're going to have Mark on next week.
Oh, I mean, his teeth are proportional. They're huge. Look, you see him, because now, correct me if I'm wrong. When I see Mark Ronchetti, is he olive-skinned in any way? He sort of is a darker-complected guy.
He's very tan.
I don't know what he is. Is he Greek or something? Ronchetti, Italian. He's Italian. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. He's not like me, he doesn't have the moon tan. But so he's sort of got like an olive, you know, like a light bronzy thing. But then his teeth are just, it's like they're covered in liquid paper. It's just, you know, he opens his mouth and I'm blind. Ah, I'm blinded.
Yeah, him and Katie are both so perfect looking in the morning. It's just, they're both all fresh-faced and have the whitest teeth and the clearest skin I've
Screw
ever
them.
Seen.
They won't look so good when they're scarred.
No, Mark is looking forward to coming on, even though you're a little too left for his taste.
A little too, whatever. What are we going to do with Mark Ronchetti when he comes in? We're just going to sit here and go, sir, you're on TV?
I don't know. He said, because he's like, Sarah, I noticed that you filter yourself on the Rick Emerson show. Well, I will not.
Okay. He's going to be on the edge. He's going to tell it like it is.
Hey, you be nice to my coworkers.
I'm not saying anything. I just don't know what that means.
I bet we'll find out.
All right. Rick. Don't be such a whiner. You own a cockapoo. I do not own a cockapoo.
It's a terry poo.
It's...
A cockapoo's a bird.
You've hit the lower level. There's no farther down you can go. Rick, this email says, aw, many thanks to Sarah for that picture. Two of us Emerson Army chicks have pugs. Maybe there should be a picture of you surrounded by sweet little dogs in Rick Emerson shirts. By the way, you look really balding next to the dog. Thanks, Kara. Thank you. Thanks for that. Thank you. Rick, oh, this is from a black man. Rick, let me guess. The whitest phrase you uttered was? Yes, honey, I love the Hunter Green minivan with the wood on the side. That's Mike in Portland. All right. Let's see. Well, we should, yes.
Continue?
No, let's take this call. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. How are you?
Hi, Rick. How are you? This is Terry from Tigard.
You created your own jingle there. How's
the weather over there?
Stop.
Yeah, hey.
How can I help you?
Well... I wrecked my motorhome on the way to the coast listening to you.
I believe this is a lie.
Really?
Yes.
It was full of...
No, you're... This
full
is a lie.
Full of aliens, too.
Okay, now you're just trying to chisel a free ride out of us.
Oh, come on, man.
I guess
you
was
don't
taking
believe
to the
me?
Beach.
Wait, now hold on. Is this Terry... Is this the Terry... Are you on my... Okay, this sounds so retarded. Are you one of my MySpace friends?
Yeah.
Are you the one in the officer in a gentleman outfit? You got like the cap and no underwear? That's a yes. That is you.
You caught me.
You're wearing like a hat and like a military coat and then like no panties.
Hey, that's me.
Okay, everybody go to my MySpace site and check out. She's a hot photo, by the way.
Are you gonna replace my motorhome?
No, I won't, but I will go back and leer at your photo some more. All right, thank
you. We'll find you some new illegal aliens.
All right, thank you, Terry.
Illegal aliens.
All right, there you go. All right, going away now. And, okay.
Was that a real call?
It was, and I know who that is. Because the word Terry triggers immediately in my head now. You think I'm fooling. You go to my MySpace page. Check it out. It's like a hot chick, military cap of some kind, like an olive green, like a... you know, like a K-pop colored thing. Not K-pop, but you know what I mean, like khaki. And then like no pants. It's fantastic. Speaking of no pants, crack has apparently turned Whitney Houston into a sex-crazed monster.
Look at that segue.
Yeah, I'm the segue master.
But we got a break. You wouldn't read this.
But we got a break, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
So it's a segue and a guarantees.
We'll have to read it right when we come back.
Yes, so we're going to break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about Whitney Houston and sex toys and so forth.
Piles and piles.
All right. By the way, you can see Sarah's O face at rickemerson.com.
Or go ahead and check out Rick Emerson and another small fluffy dog at sarahdillon.com.
Become 10 years old.
Don't give grown-ups websites.
Peter Carlin coming up 2:30 to talk about The Sopranos. We're going to get these a striper. some songs out there, too. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Andrew Wood. You stay right there.